Hey, this is Kev Mahoney, editor and founder of Raging Chicken Press, here not only with the muckraker-in-chief, Sean Kitchen, but we are in Harrisburg for the Keystone Progress Summit 2018. In the background, you'll probably be able to hear Seth. Seth, give us a holler!
There'll be no cursing during this episode.
Yeah, Seth said that we have to actually make sure that this is going to be safe for his kids.
So he says.
No, so basically, here's the deal. We just want to kind of send out a really quick kind of update to everybody. Since normally on Friday, this is Out to Coop podcast. This is when we release our podcast. It's going to be a little bit of a different format this week because, like I said, we're in Harrisburg at Keystone Progress Summit. We're going to hopefully going to be able to bring you some snippets of sound, upload them to the podcast, and kind of see what we do with this. And what we hope to do is that it's of all our writers here at Raging Chicken Press, Sean Kitchen, Seth Goldstein, and we'll have Nicole Halberg will be here too as well. We hope to have a little Raging Chicken Roundtable right here at Keystone Progress Summit, in addition to some interviews and kind of discussions with some people kind of, you know, on the ground who came to this conference. So Sean right now is basically fighting the nap goonies who are attempting to try to make him go to sleep. That's not inaccurate, is it, Sean?
Not too much.
We just had lunch at a Harrisburg institution, McGrath's.
I think it's like the third circle or the fourth circle of hell. I can't really decide which one, but it's pretty much like the smoke-filled rooms of Harrisburg. If you go upstairs at McGrath's, my favorite place to hang out. It's where all the lobbyists and politicians hang out, and they still be able to smoke their cigarettes and cigars. So it's kind of where you get the kind of dirty scoops.
There you go. And we didn't have lunch up there. I'm going to say Sean goes to the smoke fills rooms. We kind of were downstairs. And again, huge thanks to the wait staff there who are, as always, awesome. And, you know, we hope to, you know, let you know what's going on here in Harrisburg. So, Sean, you got any, like, highlights of things that you're looking forward to over the weekend? Or
Larry Krasner speaking down here this weekend.
Whoop, whoop. That's going to be freaking awesome. Yeah.
Yeah, I cannot wait for that.
Krasner's going to be something else. I mean,
we might be able to bring audio of that, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, we're going to try to, hopefully.
Maybe if you become a member for $5 a month, you can listen.
Oh, Larry Sean's making a hard pitch on this one. No, I think that might be just something we might do. We definitely, look, one of the things that we do here out here when we're out here in Harrisburg for the Keystone Progress Summit. Raging Chicken has got a table up there. If you listen to this podcast on a regular basis, you're listening to this now, even if you're not planning on being there for the entire Keystone Progress Summit, why don't you stop in at the Hilton in downtown, right on 2nd Street, right in the heart of downtown Harrisburg, and come on over to our table, introduce yourself, and just kind of let us know what you think. And yes, we will be kind of, you know, looking for folks to become members of Raging Chicken Press. We are going to have some members only content that we're going to put together for this, for the Keystone Progress Summit that will be up only available to members on our Patreon page. Doesn't matter what level you come in on. That'll be up there. The other thing I want to kind of just mention too as well, just want to remind everybody that if you do want to become a member, if you become a member at the $10 a month level, we will send you Steven Singer's book, Gadfly on the Wall. Kind of looking at kind of racism reform and kind of charter schools in Pennsylvania.
I can tell you one thing. I know one of the things I'm looking forward to, one of the things on my calendar for this weekend, is tomorrow night there's going to be a fundraiser going on downtown Harrisburg for $25 preferred, you know, entry. And it's going to be for proceeds will go to Summer Lee, Sarah Inamorato, and Jess Fielder, who are all three progressive women who are running against primarying your old Democrats, the old guard Democrats. Inamorato and Summer Lee are running against Dom and Paul Costa out in western Pennsylvania. And Jess Fielder, she is running against, I think, Bill Keller in South Philadelphia. And these are all three DSA, or should be DSA-backed Democratic candidates, Democratic-endorsed candidates. They're endorsed by the Democratic Socialists of America, and it's going to be a nice fundraiser out here for them. Raise some funds and help, you know, small dollar donations to their campaigns.
Yeah, and one of the things that we just got done, one of the things we're doing at lunch is really kind of going over some of the things that we hope to get out of the weekend and stuff. And hopefully what we're going to be able to bring you, if not the interviews from today, at least on Out the Coop for Out the Coop Extras in weeks coming up, some interviews with some of the progressive candidates across the state. So hopefully we'll have this. This will be an opportunity to actually set up some of those interviews and, you know, kind of bring them to you, because I think we need to actually have eyes on these folks and support them. Yeah.
Yeah. Mike Doyle's going to be here. He's been talking
Mike
to me.
Mike Doyle! Is he bringing... Wait, is he bringing the Mummers?
I don't know if he's bringing the Mummers with him. I don't know if he's bringing the Furco string band with him, but he will be coming up. And, yeah, that should be a really nice interview if we can snag him for a few minutes.
Oh, no, we're definitely going to snag him. We're definitely going to snag him for that, yeah. Which would be fantastic. Go ahead, sorry.
Also, Chris Rabb is speaking up here this weekend.
Yep.
Who has been one of the best Democrats to get, first-term Democrats up here. He's part of that really young progressive, not young, but, like, newer breed of Democrats up here, more progressive wing of the party. He spoke really well last year. I'm looking forward to hear what he has to say again this year. He just started an initiative in his offices where people who qualify for food stamps or don't qualify for food stamps and who need food or are going hungry, they're going to give them food out of their district offices the first and third Fridays of every month because people shouldn't go to bed hungry.
It's awesome.
And he put a 50-second video up on his website about that. And, yeah, that is – you don't see someone doing that.
That's right. It's like where we have tonight, too, as well, on Friday. This is another example of why we make sure that we come to this summit every single year, making connections with the organizers, people political on the ground. Tonight at 5:30, the first event, actually, of the Keystone Progress Summit this year is going to be actually about building power among students in the state of Pennsylvania. We hope to run into some folks from the PA Student Power Network, who we've covered on our podcast and in the page of Raging Chicken quite a bit. You may have, if you haven't, I want you to get your butts over right now to RagingChickenPress.org, and you check out the piece that I just published in the wee hours of the morning last night on basically what's being called the Bunces Report. The Bunces Report's a report on the kind of audited books of Kutztown University and the Pashi system, and talk about the implications of that for kind of public higher education in the state. So, that's some of the kind of stuff that we're able to do here.
I know a couple things I published this week. Definitely check out. Two things. One, Scott Wagner received a $50,000 check from his sugar daddy, Roy Moore sugar daddy.
Oh! from Roy Moore, man.
Richard Uline out of...
Is he after the 13-year-old vote? Is that the thing?
Riding on that horse.
Get on that horse again, buddy.
But Scott Wagner received a $50,000 check from a person who secretly funded part of Roy Moore's Super PAC campaign ads leading up to the election. He gave $100,000 to he spent over $1 million this past election cycle, and he gave over $100,000 towards supporting Roy Moore in Alabama in the lead up to that special election. And then also, we're going to talk about more of this next week on next week's podcast,
yeah.
But Lou Barletta is pretty much a magnet for the alt-right. And, he's running as the alt-right candidate here in Pennsylvania. He has many white nationalists and many alt-right assholes supporting his campaign.
Put it plainly. Hey, sorry, Seth.
Hey.
Which is true, but I have to say that one of the good things about being out in Harrisburg is that not only is it after Sean, of course, publishes the stuff on Lou Barletta, you walk into Harrisburg and you start hearing all sorts of rumors about Lou Barletta's past, which because I don't want to be sued, right, for this kind of stuff, but it's always interesting.
He might be opening up the Roy Moore textbook of Senate campaigning.
Just saying. So kind of lots of stuff going on. I want you to all, again, check out stuff at RagingChickenPress.org. Like I said, that piece on Pashi. Sean's stuff on Lou Barletta has just been kind of hitting hard out here, especially in Harrisburg. It's been hitting pretty hard. And then we had a great new piece published by Shariah Bauer last night, looking back at her experience at the women's marches. Great analysis there. And Nicole Halberg, which will be joining us here in Harrisburg. Hopefully, you get to hear a little bit of her on a special Out the Coop this week. So, some good stuff all the way around, I would say, Sean.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. there was something I was going to say, and I don't remember what it is at this point, and that's a shame.
We have to get the button making pretty soon.
Yeah, I was just going to say, so my goal was to have this done before we got here, but it's been an insane week. So we're doing this little pre-podcast as I'm looking across the room and seeing a box full of unmade buttons, Raging Chicken Press buttons. I brought my button maker here, and Sean is actually giving up his nap in order to make sure that he can make some buttons.
Don't worry, it'll be on the February invoice.
It'll be on the February invoice. My nap. $100,000. Priceless. Crazy. All right, man. Anything else, message you want to give for the rest of the crew?
That's it.
That's it. All right, everybody. So thanks for tuning in. Again, just wanted to give you that little update. So if you're kind of waiting on this week's Out the Coop podcast, you know that it's going to be a little bit different format this week. And if you are in the Harrisburg area, I hope you kind of come on out to the Hilton on 2nd Street, right in downtown Harrisburg, and come on over to our table and say hey.
Pick up your listening to this tonight. You'll probably be able to find us at McGrath's again.
McGrath's or someplace around. You know what? We'll send you a little update kind of out there. Look at our Facebook page later on tonight. We'll kind of let you know where you are. Maybe Sean will be tweeting about it. And if we get a chance, we'll decide what we're going to do later
maybe
on.
Maybe we should podcast about it.
Well, maybe we'll podcast about
it. Podcast.
A little podcast. There you go. What I was going to say is that the big breaking news, of course, this is what I almost forgot to say, which we should just at least mention now, is that the Democratic Party in Pennsylvania has its own Donald Trump, apparently. Sean, give us the background on this real quick.
So back in 2016, there was a sexual assault that took place at the DNC convention involving two delegates from the Pennsylvania area. And, you know, the one thing that they promised was to come up with a sexual harassment policy and guidelines. The party has shelved that for the past year and a half. And Will Bunch pretty much wrote a story. Was talking to Marcel Groen about, where's his policy at?
Marcel Groen, who's the head of the Pennsylvania Democratic Party.
And how come, you know, you have been really silent on this issue? He pretty much tacitly support Dalen Leach. Rumor has it he's going to be working on Dalen Leach's campaign after this.
I'm just saying, maybe he's going to be stepping down from his position so he can work with Dalen. I don't know.
But
people are going to love us for this one here, I tell you.
Kidding aside, but basically what happened, Marcel Groen had a quote that pretty much he admitted that, the governor is pissed off at him for what his inaction and the sexual harassment stuff that's been going on. And also he pretty much compared himself to Donald Trump, saying he's got a lot of women elected to Pennsylvania, even though Pennsylvania ranks 49th out of 50th, only behind Mississippi, in the number of women or the per capita in our legislature.
Yeah.
So talk about being out of touch.
No, totally. And, you know, and you've heard us talk about him on the podcast before. So, you know, you should be familiar if you're a regular listener, Raging Chicken Press. If you're a new listener, you're welcome back to go back through the archives. But he's out of here now, right?
Out of here.
Out of here.
Do our best to Harry Callis. He's out of here.
Yeah, so we were actually toying around with the idea of kind of getting Sean to put on his suit to show up over at the Pennsylvania Democratic Party headquarters and be like, I don't know how I got here, folks. I was the last person I expect to be tapped for this show. But, you know, here I am. They want me to lead the new Democratic Party of Pennsylvania, so let's get to work and just see how long we can keep that going. So I guess I spoiled that right now, didn't I?
Maybe we should do it tomorrow.
Maybe we should do it tomorrow. What the hey? All right, everybody. So if you're in Harrisburg or in the near area, why don't you come on out to the Hilton for tonight to do some cool stuff. Or we're going to be here all day tomorrow with Raging Chicken Press table. We're going to have some of our crew here from Raging Chicken talking to a bunch of folks and hopefully bring you some updates, real-time updates, for what's happening here. So until let's get to button making, everybody. Woo! All right. It's Kevin Mahoney, editor and founder of Raging Chicken Press. We'll talk to you later on, folks. See ya!